Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Lion's Gold Blend. Keep the new year ringing with a pot of Lion's Gold Blend, a richer tasting tea.
1850 715 815.
Good afternoon, I'm Damien O'Reilly and this is Liveline. Text 51551. Helen's on the line. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in my home.
But this morning you contacted us from where?
Oh, yes. I received a letter around Christmas Eve from the social welfare asking me to bring a lot of documents to them today, the 3rd of January. Mm-hmm. And the letter, it was a sad letter because the bottom line was that your payment may be affected if you fail to attend this appointment on time with all the documents listed above, and only original documents will be accepted, but on another line. So I was very sad about receiving that.
Mm-hmm. And what are your circumstances, Helen, for...?
Just the dole. I received the dole weekly.
How long have you been on Job Seekers or the dole, whichever way you want to call it?
On and off for a good many years. I would have worked as a cleaning and informed the dole office about 10 or 12 years ago. I then got a nice job as a care assistant in 2008-2009, healthcare, where I did training for that, and I liked it very much. So I think since, say, 2009, I'd be back on the job seekers allowance.
And when you go to collect your dole, you have to bring ID, isn't that right?
Not necessarily. You have to bring the your card, your social, your PPSI card. It's generally
you bring that as identity. Now you say you felt very sad. Why?
Receiving it Christmas Eve, I was trying to get Christmas together on social welfare, and I wanted to get Christmas together independently on my own to do it right, and I had succeeded, got there nearly. Was very satisfied with myself for having achieved, you know, getting the goat, everything in for Christmas. Then I received this letter, which was not, it wasn't actually the receiving the letter, it was the tone of it. Mm-hmm. The last two lines were very sad for me.
So you arrived this morning?
I got most of the documents together. I phoned social welfare on New Year's, the day after New Year's Day, when they were open, and I asked about having the identification. It said bring a passport or driver's license and original birth certificate. I had the original birth certificate. I rang them and I asked, how would I be expected to have a passport or a driver's license if I'm on subsistence allowance? They weren't too clear about that, but I brought in what I had to the office this morning, and I was met with the staff are very civil, so they are, but there was a notice on the glass partition which said, when you're getting your photograph taken, remove glasses, any hair, ornaments, etc., etc. I didn't know that there was going to be anything like that, photo ID. So I queried that. They seemed to be very, very busy there. So I didn't really like putting them in the position to have to clarify to me, to explain themselves to me. But yes, I was not happy about being confronted with the camera. Mm-hmm. Without being told in the letter, it said nothing about, it didn't at all about photo ID.
Do you have a problem with having your photo taken for this new public service card?
I don't actually, but it is not an ID card. This is the strange thing about it. Before I left the office, another girl had come out to me and I said, it's nothing to do with the staff. I said, I just was wondering who has access to these photographs. She said they're on our system, and I said, okay, that's fine, but I said, will any other department have access to photographs that are on your system? She said, very civilly to me, she said she couldn't answer that. But what, I said, well, that's the only query I have with you. There's nothing else I'm query, I have any problem with at all. Only who will have access to the photographs on your system.
And that is your worry.
That my sister asking, and she couldn't. She was very civil, and she said, "I cannot answer that. I don't know."
But I presume, you see, that this is a new card which is coming in. It's a more secure way, I suppose, of identifying who the recipients are.
It's not an ID card, though.
But it's a replacement. But if you want to go down now to claim your social welfare, this is the only acceptable card that they will.
But if it's not an ID card, then. Well, what is it? It's either you know, yellow is yellow or yellow is not yellow. It's either an ID card or it's not an ID card. One is required to present it for payment of a benefit at the counter when one is being handed, when you're receiving your payment. They are requiring it. They are asked to require, I don't know from whom, to be honest, an ID. So card is an ID card.
But what's the difference? What do you call it? ID
social
card,
welfare,
social welfare card?
It, saying it is not an ID card. Well, the bottom line would be, are we going down the road towards a situation where you carry ID, you're picked up for something, it's not ID. What you either have ID or you don't have ID. If you have a card which one thinks it's ID, in your possession, you're told by the authorities, no, this is not ID. Where do you stand then? It has happened abroad where people are picked up and accused of whatever, falsely, and their identity is a big, big question.
But are you splitting hairs here? I mean, are you nitpicking a little bit
maybe
on this?
Maybe I am. Like, but on an ID, on a question of ID, it is vitally important that we're clear. If we are carrying ID, or if we are not carrying ID, not for ourselves, but for the authorities, they would be in the situation where do they know if we're carrying ID, or who is deciding if it's ID or not ID? It has come up so many times with people coming into the country.
But did you allow the photograph to be taken, Helen?
They didn't say I have to. I just said I'm not happy with this. They didn't say you have to have it taken, but the camera was set up and there was a screen, a small screen pulled down behind me, all set up to have my photograph taken in the Dole office. So, but they didn't say you have to, but I just said I'm not happy with this.
But did you get your photograph taken for the new card?
No, I said I wasn't because I wasn't informed beforehand. I felt that I should have been told in the letter that there was going to be photo ID. The unambiguousness of it is that they don't know if it's ID it themselves.
Maybe I'm missing your point, Helen. I don't know what you're on about
here,
to be honest with you.
They don't know. Social welfare told me on the phone when I left the office that it's not ID.
Okay, had they told you in the letter, bring the documents along and we'd be taking a photograph of you to put on this new card?
No, they never mentioned
photograph. But if they did...
They said this new card will replace the social...
Sure.
Will replace...
Grant.
To enable you to receive payments.
Great.
But it does not say the words ID on this letter. And that is the bottom, that is the crux of it.
So you're saying...
Is it ID or is it not ID?
But does it make a damn difference, Helen, whether it is ID or not?
Of course it makes a difference,
Damien.
Because a person's identity,
if you need this card,
important.
But if you, yes, and they want to identify that the person that they're handing the money to on a Thursday.
Well, one has one social welfare card. Well, I would often carry my birth certificate in recent weeks because we changed to a new post office, and I would many times carry my birth certificate on my person. The people in the post office would know me. I have my tenancy agreement actually as well, for where I which my name and address is on it, and Dublin City Council.
Can I just say to you that the Department of Social, what they're saying is that the PSC, this public services card, is designed to replace current insecure cards such as the social services card and the free travel pass. So that's the reason why they're introducing this. They say it's insecure. It's to help counter fraud and so on and so forth.
So it's an ID card.
Well, call what you want.
In other words, it is an ID card. But why will they not say this is an ID card.
And if they say it's an ID
because
card...
Because somebody has had the idea somewhere in the authorities, we've introduced this card with photos on it, we will have ID of everybody, but it could cause a bit of controversy if we suggest to the nation that everybody must carry an ID card wherever they're going, so therefore we will not actually identify an ID card.
Do you drive a car, Helen?
I do. I can drive.
Yeah, but do you have a driver's license?
I do not have a car.
You don't. But do you
How
have
could
a
I have a car on social welfare,
okay,
Damien?
Well, plenty of people
I can
do. Okay,
make
no,
ends
it's fine.
Reach.
I understand, but I'm just saying that people that drive cars have to carry their driver's license, which has their photograph on it. Now, is that a driver's license or is it ID or what's the?
But that's to do with safety on the roads, obviously. Obviously, it's to do with absolute safety for identification purposes. This is a different scenario completely, Damien. If you have a car, you have a car. It's necessary for some. It's not vitally important, but it's vitally important that we can put bread on the table, that we can have a bite to eat. So this, therefore, social services, it's vitally important. It's your lifeline, your lifeline. Cars are a separate issue. Passports,
fair
whatever.
Enough. Separate issue then. But
you
feel that you should not have to get your photograph taken for this new card to be in order.
I just feel, Damien, that I should have been told that it's an ID card.
Okay.
But they don't know if it's an ID card. That's the bottom line.
Right.
They're
not
saying. Somebody has had the idea, but they don't really know if it's an ID or if it's not.
Right.
So if one was carrying this card with... on your person, and you were asked for ID. Oh, the authority. No, this is not an ID card.
Okay, you say
it's absolutely pathetic.
Okay. You say it's vital that you need this money to provide food for yourself.
Vital for anybody it's a subsistence allowance.
So are you going to go with the card then, so that you can claim what you're entitled to, rightly entitled to?
Well, I would take the line that if they were to stop my payment, that so be it. Because it is such an important thing. Your identity is so important. But there is another card, a Garda age card, and there's the present card is acceptable at the moment. The present PPSI card is acceptable. That's what they said. And I believe them because they are very civil in the office. This has been foisted on them. They at times are run off their feet, not all the time, but this is not their idea.
All right. Okay. Helen, thanks a million for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right, okay, and happy new year. No problem. Thank you very much indeed. 51551 or text back to this issue of when is an ID card not an ID card, and when is a social welfare card a public services card or a public... what are they? The public services card or a social services card. Anyway, Noel is there. Hi, Noel.
Hello, Damien. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Your point on this?
Yeah, well, I just see it. I think the lady's looking at the same manner as I am as a civil liberties case.
Mm-hmm.
We all know on the continent in various other countries you've got a card d'identité that you're forced to carry by law and everyone must produce it upon demand. But neither we nor our neighbours in the UK carry national ID cards. A driving licence is quite simply that, a licence to drive a vehicle. So, of course, you need that in the same way if you're going shooting and you should have a gun licence that the guards can examine and make sure you're legit. A passport says what it does in the name, pass through the port and go on. But really, they seem to want to bring in a specific identity card, and if they want to do that, I would have thought the passage of a law was required.
And you feel it's a civil liberties issue?
Yes, I do, because, you know, I mean, all right, so it might seem to some people to be just a small bit, but one also could say it's a slippery slope. And, you know, they're not accepting other IDs. They want a photograph put in their database. You know, if one wants to be Orwellian, this is shades of Big Brother all over it, frankly. If they want to do this, there should be a simple passage of a law saying so. Even for the people to pick up their workers' allowance.
Yeah, now the
job seekers' allowance, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the issue. You need a driver's license to prove that you passed your test and that you're licensed to drive that vehicle. You need your passport to pass the port, as it were, or as you say. But to claim social welfare, should there not be a system there, a reasonable system of...
A reasonable system would be that these people already have their signatures there and have correspondence, which could be used, and yes, some sort of a card, like a bank card even, but it's still not accepted as an ID card, but it has everything on the back on a magnetic strip.
But would it not? Is this not the most effective way, or one of the more effective ways of stamping out fraud, which is costing a fortune?
It would have been, except that you and I know how simple and easy frauds are done all over the place, and most of the people perpetrating these frauds, the same with bank accounts and ghost transactions, it's not a big deal to them at all. They've got a lot of machines set up like that.
OK, Maggie's on the line in Dublin, 51551. Maggie, do you agree with Noel?
No, I don't actually. I do agree it can be a slippery slope, but it's not a civil liberties thing. I think let's look beyond this. I think Joan Bruton said something about, I can't remember the figures or the percentage, but the percentage of fraud is absolutely huge. And if this in any way cuts it out, surely that's a help. It means, therefore, that there's more in the pot. And therefore, the people, like your first caller, you know, if
may I interject?
Yes, go on.
It's just, to prevent fraud, I'm all for that. There's vast waste. I fully realise that. But then there's still nothing to prevent them bringing in a law to recreate this so they can prevent fraud, have it on the statute books, and then they can prosecute people for fraud as well if they try to do it.
But this surely
there's
would be...
There's no reason why can't they just produce one law for it?
I've actually lived in two countries where I had to carry an ID, and to be honest, there was absolutely no problem with it.
Yes,
I didn't find
that
any problem.
The law was passed.
Perhaps, okay, but can we just go on, even to say, as I say, you know, there is more in the pot, there's cuts. People would be the first to object. If they can't cut out the fraud, they're going to have to start cutting payments. And surely the carrying of a card or the production of a card is little enough to pay, is a little
enough
to ask.
I accept that totally and properly.
We all have a responsibility as citizens.
If you want to make people carry a card, pass the law, the same as you have to pass the law to allow passports and driving licences.
Well, I wasn't even going into the law part of it. I was just saying...
That's the important part, I always feel.
Well,
so Mary's point at the start of the programme is legitimate. What she's saying is if this is an ID card, say it, and then we'll deal with that issue. And but they're not willing to say that this is.
I can't see why the government shouldn't just say this is going to be an ID card. We're passing the law in the next few weeks. Job done. Yes, hooray! Three cheers, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. But the thing is, I just think people here seem to have a huge objection to anything about cards, etc.
Yes,
or
a lot
taking
of people do in other countries. The British are the same. I know my voice is British, but it's a very great thing in Britain. It seems it's Orwellian and Nazi-dominated as soon as people start talking about identity cards. And I think quite a lot of us here, Irish and otherwise, have similar feelings, that's all. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. If they just make it the law, then the job is done.
Yeah, but anything that will help stamp out fraud. I can remember last year when I arrived at Gatwick, I didn't know there was going to be photographs taken. I was quite taken aback. However, if I didn't have my photograph taken, I didn't fly.
Well,
that's
only to match you when you're getting on the plane.
It doesn't matter. It was still...
It's a security measure.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is also a security measure, financial security measure.
That's the law should be passed.
I came across that at Catwick at the weekend for the first time, all right, before you actually... After you check in...
It's been there for years.
You have to stick
been
the...
Been there for donkey's years.
But not... No, it hasn't been as rigid as it is.
It's been going backwards and forwards for 20 years. Through
Gatwick. Well, Damien.
Joe was there in Dublin 4. Joe?
Hello, Damien. I think that, to be honest with you, when they introduced this card, they didn't go half far enough with it. There's a few more things that they could put on it that would make life an awful lot easier for people in the long run. For example, if they asked you for your blood group, that would be a very good help, because if you're involved in an accident or if you were taken into hospital or suddenly, at least they'd know what blood group you are instead of wasting time trying to find out what blood group you are. Also, if you carried on your card the fact that whether you're a donor, an organ donor or not, they have your blood group, your organ donor thing. Also, whether or not you had an allergy or whether or not you required special medication, such as if you were a diabetic. Now, all of these could have been included in the card to make it more isometric and also to bring it up into line that make life an awful lot easier for people in emergency situations.
Brilliant. Just legislate for it.
Well, the point about it is you don't need to legislate for something. All you have to do is just introduce it.
But if you want people to have to carry it, you will.
You don't have to legislate for the use of a new drug derived from penicillin or tetracycline
in hospitals. You don't have to legislate for that. I'm saying something here. I'll answer when you've finished.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, you don't have to legislate for something like that. You're assuming that by bringing in legislation, all of a sudden, you're introducing draconian measures. Now, you're thinking about things like Nazi Germany in the 1930s. This is the year 2013
in
Ireland. That's
not what I'm thinking. I'm saying it alludes to it in some people's minds.
You're hypothesizing there. You've got an idea in your mind that once you introduce ID cards, the next thing is you're going to have jackboots and swastikas. Because that's not necessarily the case.
I agree.
Then what's your trouble? What I'm saying is very simply,
if you want to make people carry cards...
No, you're not saying if you want to make them.
Yes, I am, actually.
Well, you're talking something completely different.
Well, you see, the lady at the start said that she was being forced to have this ID card. And if you want to force someone to carry an ID card, photographic or otherwise, it can then be used for all your excellent reasons, but to make someone carry it, you can only do that through the force of law.
Well, first of all, you're a lucky man that you live in a country that supplies you with such very good unemployment benefit and job seekers allowance. For a start, I wish I got it. Yeah, now, that's one thing. Okay, you're entitled to that by paying your PRSI. Now, the rules is the rules, and if you're going to start at the bottom and start working up, you went in, first of all, with your bit of cardboard or whatever. Now, believe me, I've been signing on and off for years and years, so I know a bit about it. And I always found, I have to say another thing, I've always found the staff in the social welfare office to be extremely polite and helpful.
I don't see why they shouldn't be.
They are extremely polite and helpful. That's the way they are, and they deal with clients.
I'm delighted to hear it.
Yeah, well, there you are.
My point is one little thing, that if government departments want to insist that people carry the card, as was what I understood the earlier lady was saying, the only way you can do that is to pass a law.
But Noel, just to make it clear,
I mean, she is not saying that the card has to be carried. The only purpose for this card is when you go down to collect your dole.
Exactly. You're getting your money for it.
And exactly. I have to totally agree. If that's what it takes and it cuts out fraud and it's proving who she is, what is the problem?
Well, you see, the first lady felt she had objections to it. Damien was talking to her, and I feel, and as our friend while ago said, I'm hypothesising, as are all of us here, but I feel that perhaps it's a civil liberties attitude is what she's alluding to. And in her own mind, she feels it's an infringement of her civil liberties. I rang up to say, because Damien said he didn't know where she was coming from. And then to answer that question, if she thinks that's what's happening, and if the government think that's happening, and by the way, nobody was able to give her a reason, but if the government think that's the way they want to go, then do it by all means, please do. Just make it legal.
But it's the only purpose for this card, this new card, the new public services card,
yes.
Which is replacing the social
fraud
services
prevention.
Card. Exactly. Anyone using a fake one
will be committing more than one crime.
Sure, but
People get out of jail all the time in very little time.
I know that, but can I just say, Noel, that this, it's not a case that Mary will have to carry this down the street so that if the police stop her, the Gardaí stop her, that they're going to ask for, we want to see your new public services card, and if you don't carry it, we're going to whip you off to jail.
Yes.
Correct.
That's not the issue at all. The sole reason for this card is so when you go in to claim your social welfare entitlement that you have proof that you are who you are, and this is a new burden of proof that they're introducing to stamp out fraud.
Okay, can I just go back one sentence and I'll be finished. Because you said you didn't know where she was coming
from. Because she was making this point, had I known that I had to get my photograph taken, I didn't know, they should have told me in the letter. And I asked her then, would it have made a difference? And she didn't say whether it would or it wouldn't. That was where I couldn't understand where she was coming from. Would it have made a difference had they written on the letter that she got on Christmas Eve?
Yes,
by the way,
it would also have been better if the department personnel there were able to explain why and allay everybody's fears. And perhaps save all your callers some time.
I know that, but is it not self-explanatory why you would require a photograph on a card like this?
Yes, it is. What I'm saying is that where's the heart? She's scared of civil liberties. Enshrine something into law so it's used for that purpose. It can't be used as a national identity card and everyone's happy. And also it cuts the fraud.
Maggie.
And no, by the way, I loved all the additional things that gentleman put on. It sounds a very good idea.
Joe, yeah. OK, go ahead, Maggie.
In other countries, they actually do have, say, your blood group and everything. Fair enough. And also something like that could be used for the people who have free travel. You know, like a smart card. You know, but bring it on. There are endless possibilities. But if I've been in receipt of social welfare myself, so I know it's fantastic to have that backup. But, you know, just to go in with a card, all it's doing is stamping out fraud. As I say, therefore, if fraud is stamped out, it means that we hopefully won't have the cuts that we have been sort of promised down the road.
Yes, because it's a psychological aspect. Yeah, the photograph is all, I think, but a magnetic strip would spoil it, would fix all that.
Last word to Joe, yeah?
May I add something there? If I went into the bank and I had, say, on deposit, we'll just say hypothetically I had £50,000 on deposit, €50,000 on deposit in the bank, and I went in and says, oh, I wish to close my account and take the £50,000 out, they would ask me for more than just my signature on the bottom of a piece of paper.
No,
they'd ask me to produce my passport.
Magnetic card. And put in your PIN number.
Well, if you knew your PIN number, but supposing somebody had stolen your PIN number, wouldn't you be the right fool to find your 50,000 gone out and some fella gone off to wherever it is in the middle of Europe?
Certainly, which
are 50,000. And that's your own
sympathy.
Money.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Lads, thank
God
you.
Bless.
Thanks for your point, Noel. Maggie, thank you. And Joe, thank you as well. 51551. James is in Cork. Hello, James.
Hi, Damien. Just
back to, I mean, it was Helen, in fairness to Helen at the start of the programme, I may have come across as a bit short with her on the issue because she was making the point, I suppose, in relation to, you know, when is an ID card not an ID card? And I was trying to ask her, would it have made a difference had she been told? But her main point was, and backed up later by Noel, that hold on a minute here. You know, where are we going with this? If you're asking people now to carry a card around, is it an ID card or is it not? It's a very simple question that the Department of Social Protection should be able to tell people. And they weren't able to tell Helen when she went down there with all the documents that were required today. So what's your opinion on this?
Well, just to say, I think you clarified that in relation to the card is there, apparently, because of the fraud that's been going on in the country. I think everybody in the country knows that. And it's costing the country a fortune. So in relation to that, you made it clear that the card was just for one situation only, and that was to collect some social welfare from the social welfare office. There was no chance that you cleaned up on that one, that you were going to be approached in the street by the guards, something like that. And the guy from the UK, I thought, well, he's entitled to his point of view, I thought he got a little bit melodramatic.
No, well, he said maybe we should have legislation. Fair enough, if you're introducing an ID card, tell people it's an ID card.
Yeah.
And legislate for it. That was his point.
There was a little problem, wasn't there, in relation to getting the information to the lady in the first instance. Because she complained she wasn't getting the information and she wasn't made aware that she was going to have her photo taken and relative to that. I think that, you know, people in this day and age, I travel with my wife a fair amount, and you know yourself, Damien, you can be confronted with being fingerprinted or photoed. Going to the States now, you have to have all these things done. And our own protection as well as everybody else.
Yeah, but do you not think for somebody like Helen, and she explained her situation to us, going down, it's humiliating enough for, you know, it's hard enough to be going down there collecting money like this when you prefer to be out earning it, you know, and having a job and all of that. Now
sure.
That this is more pressure seen to be put on you, an infringement of civil liberties in the point that you're being asked to stand there, have your photograph taken, and the only way we'll give you this money is if you use this card. When up to heretofore, genuine people, you know, that are claiming social benefit, social welfare, they were able to bring in their social welfare card and sign, and there was never a problem.
Yeah, But is this a one-off situation where the photo was taken and that's for good and all? I don't know if it were to be taken every other. No, I think it's possibly just a one-off thing. And, you know, I don't think people in social welfare there would be doing this.
Okay,
only
so,
that they're very obvious fraud going on all over the place, you
okay,
know.
Okay, so you support the idea
I would,
of
and
a
just
photo
one
card.
More
okay.
thing, Damien, if I may.
Briefly,
there was,
James.
There was one of the guys there suggested that adding to the card
yes.
a donor situation and mention of a blood group. I think these little things would be very handy, particularly if people were caught in accidents.
Yeah, okay. We're going to leave it there, James. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cheerio.